Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our unit on technology. This is a favorite among our students when we talk about new kinds of software and new devices out there and new trends in the world of information technology. Today, we're actually talking about something that's sort of like a toy that you can play with. To me, it's kind of like a remote-controlled helicopter or something like that. I think I gave one of those to my daughter when she was younger, a remote-controlled helicopter. But
yeah.
This is actually a drone. It can fly in the air, and it can do all sorts of things. It can take aerial pictures, and it can deliver pizzas.
Yeah, it really can do just about anything these days. It's also used by the military. It does some pretty dangerous stuff, too. When I was growing up, like Tom, we had airplanes that we could put together sometimes. Sometimes you could build them, and then you would go outside and use a remote control, and you'd fly them in the air. So I was surprised when these drones appeared and why they called them drones anyway. But they are used for different things. Sometimes they're used for evil.
Mm.
Some neighbors have been caught spying on people by flying drones and looking through the windows and taking pictures. Kind of scary stuff that way. But they're also doing some good things by delivering medicine to people, helping rescues. They are used a lot for photography, especially in film. One of my favorite television shows that's made in England is called Poldark, and they have some beautiful aerial scenery that was shot by drones. I saw them use the drones when I went over there.
Yeah, cool, and you can use like GoPro cameras or something, and they have pretty high resolution these days. So you can get some pretty decent aerial footage with drones, and as we said, drones can do all sorts of other things as well. So, hey, let's find out more about drones in today's program. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.
On a hot July evening, a crowd of Americans gathers outside to watch a futuristic light show. The celebration doesn't feature any colorful fireworks or loud explosions, though. Instead, it's powered by hundreds of high-tech drones. Humming like a swarm of bees, they light up the night sky and form the shape of a giant airplane. In the grand finale, the lights change colors and the drones assemble in the shape of a red, white, and blue American flag. Drones are small aircraft that operate without a pilot on board. Although they're often compared to remote-controlled planes, drones are far more sophisticated. They have GPS chips and multiple rotors, which enable a more precise and stable flight. The rotors are also constructed with smaller blades, so they are safer to use than their predecessors. Drones also have Wi-Fi, so they can be controlled by ordinary smartphones and tablets. Most importantly, once they've been programmed, drones can hover or fly on their own. Drones are already massively popular, but each year, innovators find additional uses for them. In New Zealand, Domino's is experimenting with using drones to deliver their pizzas. Since pizzas are light, it's inefficient to use large vehicles to transport them. Drones don't consume much gas, and they create less pollution than cars. What's more, they can avoid traffic jams so hungry customers can get their food faster during rush hour. Drones have also revolutionized the world of photography. They can fly high in the sky to capture breathtaking photos of landscapes, or hover a few feet overhead and snap the perfect selfie. Finally, Europe's leading aircraft manufacturer, Airbus, is working on a large passenger drone that could pave the way for air taxis in the near future.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about the contents of today's lesson, shall we? So today the title is The Flight and Plight of drones. Of course, flight is when something flies. Hey, I got to get to the airport. What time does your flight leave? Oh, we got to get there right now. It leaves in just 1 hour, your flight, okay? But here, we're talking about the act of flying, the flight of drones, and then we're talking also about the plight of drones. Kind of an interesting title there. Plight is basically kind of a difficult or a dangerous kind of situation. The plight of the refugees, for example, the troubles they're facing. And I guess what we're saying here is that we're saying that drones are going through a lot of different changes to become what they are today.
Yeah, I know in the last year at least, we've seen quite a few articles published about how they're going to regulate drones, where they can fly, to protect privacy of individuals. Like I said, some drones have been used to look in or peep in on people when they're home, which is illegal. I mean, sometimes they get in the way of other flying aircraft, maybe a helicopter. So we're going to be seeing their future being mapped out pretty soon. They're going to have to make some laws pretty quickly before we have all these drones flying into each other. That could be kind of crazy. Plight also is used to talk about a situation that's unfortunate, kind of sad, like the plight of teenaged girls who are pregnant and not married. Their plight is difficult. So we're going to be looking towards the future to see how they handle drones and all they can do.
And drones, of course, have been around for quite some time, at least drone planes. I read somewhere that the first drone plane was actually way back in 1946. A drone is a plane that is not piloted by a person. It's kind of remote controlled. But nowadays, when we think of drones, we think of those little devices that have four propellers on them or four blades, I guess.
Rotors, they're calling them.
Rotors, yeah. There you go. And they fly around and do various things.
And they kind of look like insects, spiders,
sort of,
to me,
yep.
Nowadays,
mm-hmm.
You know. And the small ones.
They are available at all sorts of places. I think a lot of people go to the Guanghua Market here in Taipei to buy them. People sell them there as well as other places. But again, let's talk about one possible use for drones. On a hot July evening, a crowd of Americans gathers outside to watch a futuristic light show. I believe they're probably referring to the 4th of July, which is the national day, the birthday of the United States. So,
yeah.
Of course, people are going out to watch fireworks. But this is more of a light show, not so much fireworks. And this celebration doesn't feature any colorful fireworks or loud explosions, though. That's what we mostly expect to see. Fireworks, like in Taipei, of course, we see fireworks on New Year's Eve when the fireworks go off at Taipei 101. I really wish they'd set them off someplace else besides that. But in any case, yes, fireworks are quite popular with big crowds, but this particular celebration does not feature fireworks, nor are there any loud explosions. And an explosion is when something blows up like a bomb. Boom! So, of course, an explosion will have a large flash of light and also a large boom sound.
Yeah. Well, instead of that, it's powered by hundreds of high-tech drones. So instead of using fireworks that we typically see, you know, at celebrations, it could be New Year over here, or it could be 4th of July in America. They typically will use fireworks that are not only beautiful, but they have really loud explosions when they go off. They're seeing something in the air, this light show, and it's powered by hundreds of drones, which is pretty amazing to see, I'm sure. They're humming like a swarm of bees. Hum is a word that is also a sound word. Hum. If you actually say the word, it sounds like the sound it makes. Hum. Monks hum. Bees hum. You can hum without opening your mouth. That's humming. And a swarm is a large group of flying insects. Typically, they're bees. A swarm of bees is not something you ever want to have come after you. It's a little scary. But they're humming like a swarm of bees. So they're making that humming sound together. And remember, they're actually using hundreds of these high-tech drones.
They certainly are. Instead of fireworks, and of course, these drones light up the night sky and form the shape of a giant airplane. So again, these are hundreds of drones, and I think they all got different lights on them, and all the different lights light up separately, kind of like a mosaic, and that forms a picture in the sky. So in the grand finale, or the final part of the show, that's the kind of the highlight of the show, the lights change colors, and the drones assemble in the shape of a red, white, and blue American flag. It doesn't get any more apple pie than that. That's an American celebration at the 4th of July, forming a big flag in the sky using a bunch of drones.
The finale is also used to talk about TV shows. You know, there will be a full season at the end of the season after you've probably seen, 8 to 22 episodes. It depends on the show. The last episode is called the season finale, or if it's the end of maybe 7 or 8 seasons, like Breaking Bad, they had the show finale.
And again, we've got all these changing colors. That must be quite a sight to see.
Cool.
There are probably videos on YouTube showing stuff like that. But in any case, drones, what are they? They're small aircraft that operate without a pilot on board. Which is another way of saying they are remote-controlled aircraft. And that, of course, has been around for a long time. But drones, of course, are kind of different now because they can hover as opposed to remote-controlled airplanes, which kind of keep on moving
and
you can't really stop them.
Yeah.
So we'll continue talking about drones in just a couple of seconds. But right now, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name's Jenny. 好，我们今天要看的是第五单元。这个单元呢，和科技有关。大家可能也都看过，也注意到，现在有一种无人机。无人机，它的英文就是 drone。drone 无人机的操作，说起来，它的功能跟我们原来想的可能差很多，因为它其实可以进行很多任务，可以解决我们生活的问题，但是它可能也有它的缺点，所以我们这个标题下的是 The Flight and Plight of Drones。 我们知道这两个字哦，有押韵， Flight 当然我们知道它是一个飞行，但是 Plight 指的往往是一个 serious condition， 换句话说可能有它的困境，或者是比较我们不晓得的另外一面。我们再来看看文章说了什么。一开始就提到，这是在美国，他们有一群人就在户外看灯光秀，这个是前所未见，完全不一样的灯光秀 ，futuristic light show。接下来发现这个灯光秀很不一样，因为它就是用 drones 这种高科技的无人机。原来这个高科技的无人机呢，它们排列起来照亮了夜空，然后看起来就像一个巨型的飞机的那个外形，然后就像蜜蜂一样嗡嗡嗡的作响。好，我们看到它修饰它们出的声音像蜜蜂一样 humming like a swarm of bees。我们要知道 swarm 这个当然是一个单位，我们要描述动物是一群的时候，有很多种字可以做选择。有时候你看到根据动物的体型大小，大概可以粗粗的分类哦。如果说你是像狗，像狼群，你可能就会用到 a pack of wolves, a pack of dogs. 可是如果你是比较大型的动物，那你可能会用 herd, a herd of cattle, 比如说或者是 elephants, 这种比较大型的。当然也有像鸟类的，你可能会用 a flock of birds. 好，那我们看看这边是讲蜜蜂 bees, 我们用到 a swarm of bees, 这就是蜂群。那他们出声音这个地方 humming 这边是分词，整个当然是一个分词构句的形式，修饰他们出的这些杂音像蜜蜂一样嗡嗡响，然后呢，哇，整个夜空 照亮了起来。而到最后的时候，一个 finale, 中场表演，哇，那颜色变了，然后就竟然成了一个美国的国旗。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about the flight and plight of drones. It's a two-day unit.And we're talking about technology. We started out by describing a scene you might see on a 4th of July in America. But instead of seeing fireworks and hearing loud explosions, these folks are instead using lots of drones to form shapes in the sky with the colors of the American flag. Those colors are red, white, and blue. Now, what are drones? Well, they're small aircraft. We use that word aircraft to talk about any sort of vehicle, you might say, that can fly in the sky. So those are airplanes, helicopters, spaceships. Those are all aircraft. The drones are small, but they can operate or fly without a pilot. There's no pilot needed. The pilot is actually away from the drone, either using Wi-Fi to control it through computer, or maybe they have a remote control they're using. Now, although they're often compared to things Tom and I grew up with, things like remote-controlled planes, helicopters, I had a remote-controlled car, which was fun, these drones are really much more sophisticated. If it's sophisticated and you're talking about a piece of equipment, you're talking about some equipment that's quite complicated. It's not simple. It's probably run with a computer chip, which drones are.
Indeed, and they have GPS chips and multiple rotors, which enable a more precise and stable flight. So GPS is a term that most people here in Taiwan are familiar with. And a rotor, as you mentioned earlier, is kind of like the blades on a helicopter. But, of course, on a drone, they have multiple rotors. That means they have more than one. They have two, three, four. I've seen four for the most part.
But Me too.
They could have more than that. I'm not quite sure. And these multiple rotors enable or allow a more precise and stable flight. It's more precise. It can go in more specific places or two more specific places within a couple of centimeters or something like that.
Wow.
Whereas a remote-controlled airplane, well, you can't really control that so much. And, of course, they also have a stable flight with those multiple rotors, which means you can get some pretty good shots with your drone. The rotors can control the up and down movement, the left and right movement,
yeah.
So it doesn't look like it's flying all over the place like it would if it were on an airplane or something like that.
Yeah, and they use them for films now, for overhead shots, because the camera's actually very stable. It doesn't shake back and forth. So that's why we say it's a stable flight. You can use precise also to talk about things where you're giving a lot of careful details, where what you're talking about is very exact, very accurate. Some people are very precise in the words they choose to speak, and others are less precise. That would probably be me.
Mm.
Anyway, those are a couple of the things that are great about drones. The rotors are also constructed or made with smaller blades than blades you'll find on helicopters or even blades you'll find on prop engine airplanes. They still have blades. So they're safer to use than their predecessor. If you're talking about a predecessor of something, it's whatever came before the current version. Your predecessors could be people. Those are your ancestors. But here we're talking about earlier versions of remote-controlled things that existed. These blades are really quite small on most of the drones I've seen.
So because they're small, they're safer.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering also if they're kind of soft, you know, like sometimes they have those fans for your computer and the blades are made out of rubber. So if you accidentally touch them, they won't cut your finger.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the case with drones. Drones also have Wi-Fi, so they can be controlled by ordinary smartphones and tablets. So if you buy a drone, you don't need to buy a remote control because your smartphone will do that for you using Lanya, or Bluetooth. Okay, you could do that with your tablet as well. And most importantly, once they've been programmed, drones can hover or fly on their own. So you can basically give them a computer program, and they'll fly wherever you want to, and you don't even have to use the remote control because their flight is already set. It's already programmed.
If you hover, you're actually remaining in one place in the air. If you're talking about a drone, you can also use it to talk about people. I used to have a younger brother that would stand over my chair as I was using the computer, telling me to hurry up. He wanted me to get off so he could play computer games. And I would say, stop hovering, because, you know, he's kind of hanging over my head. We use it to talk about people that way. You don't want people hovering.
No.
Moving on to the next paragraph, it says drones are already massively popular, but each year, innovators find additional uses for them. When you use that word massively, which is an adverb, you're describing how popular something is. Whatever your adjective is that follows, that's what you're describing. Massively is huge. So it's hugely popular, you could say. And each year, people are coming up with new ways to use them. If you're an innovator, you're somebody who comes up with new ways or new types of methods to use that weren't around before. An innovator, an inventor are similar. Inventors, I think, come up with things that never existed, but innovators make those things better that already exist.
I think you have to be careful where you use them because I think there are some pretty strict laws here
rules.
In Taiwan about...
Oh, the drones?
Yeah, where you can fly them. You could get in big trouble if you fly them over certain places, maybe like parks or something. I'm
or
not
military,
sure.
Military property.
Installations. Yeah. So yes, indeed, do your research first. And Domino's is experimenting with using drones to deliver their pizzas. They're thinking about doing this, delivering them, and since pizzas are light, it's inefficient to use large vehicles like a big truck. That's what a vehicle is, a car, a bus, a truck. And using those large vehicles to transport those pizzas can be inefficient and cost a lot of money. Drones don't consume much gas or gasoline, and they create less pollution than cars. I didn't know that. Maybe they're electric or something. And what's more, they can avoid traffic jams, so hungry customers can get their food faster during rush hour. So indeed, if you order a pizza at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and they send it by drone, you won't have to wait. Now, drones have also revolutionized the world of photography.
Cool.
Photography, of course, is the art and science of taking pictures. Photography, that's the noun. Photograph is a picture, and photography, again, is the science of taking pictures. Photography.
They can fly high in the sky. I talked about those aerial shots. That's what they call those, to capture breathtaking photos of landscapes. Or hover a few feet overhead and snap the perfect selfie. Yeah, so they are used a lot with photography these days. Now, finally, Europe's leading aircraft manufacturer, which is Airbus, is working on a large passenger drone. Could take people in it. That's what a passenger vehicle or drone would do. And that, they think, will pave the way for air taxis in the near future. That just sounds like a disaster, air taxis.
Sounds pretty weird to me. So, yes, this is a passenger drone, so they can actually carry people?
Yeah, we're talking about the manufacturer here. Hmm. A manufacturer is somebody who usually produces goods in large places like factories. And if you're the leading manufacturer, you're number one in your market. You might have competitors, but you're beating them. So they're the leading manufacturer of aircraft in Europe. Boeing is the leading manufacturer worldwide, though. And they're working on this large passenger drone. I'm not going to get in one of those, that's for sure. And if you pave the way for something, it means you're the first person or first group to do something, making the people that follow after you, you make the way easier for them if you've gone first. Because if you pave a road, it's a lot easier to go down that road than, say, a dirt road or a road that's covered with rocks. So pavement is what we actually put on our roads. So pave the way. They could be paving the way for other companies to develop air taxis as well.
And that would be a great help to traffic jams in Taipei during rush hour. I'm sure a lot of people would love to ride in an air taxi.
Not me.
Not you, but no. Hey, wouldn't it be nice to get across the city in like 2 minutes as opposed to 2 hours?
Well, there's going to be traffic in the air again,
true,
too.
True, true. That'll get congested as well.
Yeah.
But hey, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看无人机。那所谓无人机，这个 drone 的意义就是没有驾驶员。那它是一个小型的飞机。这里讲到 remote controlled planes， 我们注意到，我们常会说到复合形容词，像复合形容词，当然跟它本身的主动被动往往有关。一个动作在讲，像这个地方修饰飞机，它是被控制。被遥控，所以这也就是为什么你看到 controlled 使用过去分词的形式。好，那当然不一样，因为无人机比较复杂，它里头有 GPS， 当然就是叫全球定位系统的这种晶片，还有它有 rotors 那种转翼，那所以它可以更稳定更精确。那提到它这些结构上面之外，它还告诉大家最重要的后面一句话，他说到一旦他被 programmed， 就是 once 这个字，我们看到 once 这是一旦怎么样，这是一个连接词的用法哦。一旦他们被编程了之后，这个无人机它是可以 hover， 也就是自由的悬停或是飞行。所以说起来无人机难怪它大受欢迎，而且呢它下面这一段就提到说，它举了几个大家现在看到，哇，它这么的热门，它热门现况是如何？比如说在纽西兰，它可以用来送 pizza， 为什么？当然这边下面也有解释哦。基本上呢，节省能源，而且你看也没有所谓交通阻塞的问题。好，那提到说它节省能源，不用消耗太多汽油。我们来看这个动词 consume， 基本上 consume 是消费，当然它也可以代表耗、消耗，不管你是消耗精力、消耗你的时间都可以。好，这边是消耗能源。再来，他又提到说，不只是这样，可以送披萨之外，比如说，你知道它可以飞到很高的地方，然后当摄影机，所以它也造成了摄影方面的大革命 ，revolutionized the world of photography。所以你不是只有在平面地上可以操作摄影，你可以飞到高空中进行高空摄影，而且拍出一个完美的自拍照。所以这也是之前所没有想到的。好，那最后我们再提它的热门现况里头还有一个，哎，比如像欧洲的这个飞机制造商 Airbus。 好，你也许有坐过 Airbus， 它呢这是大型的空中巴士，所以它现在呢也在开发大型的这种 drone， 也许以后就可以当 air taxi 了， air taxi 空中计程车。OK， 我们今天的讲解就到这边，我们下次继续。
That is it for today, but there's so much more to say about drones, so we'll continue talking about them in our next program. Please join us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.